hopelessly licentious. So it's pretty hard to come to any firm view about our statue's meaning. And now some scholars are even questioning whether she's a goddess at all. Back to the evidence we have got, the statue in the gallery.
Her most striking feature is a huge fan-shaped headdress. It's about 10 times the size of her head, and although part of it's broken off, you can see that, like the rest of her, it's conceived as an assemblage of geometric shapes. In the middle, resting directly on her head, is a plain oblong slab. Sitting on that, an unadorned cone. And both are framed in a great semicircle of what look like stone ostrich feathers. They may be feathers, they may be barkwood, but the original paint that would have let us know has long gone. A headdress like this must have been a totally unambiguous statement of who this figure was. Maddeningly, it's a statement that we can't read now with any confidence.